Hey, this is Mr. I Think Different, Antoine Royale. Good morning. Today I want to talk about expressing yourself, expressing your pain, expressing your hurt. I think in this day and time, we're doing too much trying to hide and covering things up. It's like you can't be real because it's so much of an artificial world that if you're doing bad, instead of saying, well, what's going on, let's help them out. Like when I was growing up, it's what are those or who is that? And me doing this nonprofit thing, and it's like for teens. It's not really for we're gonna do things for the homeless, but my target niche market is for the teen boys and the young men. I don't think we had too many programs for them, everything for the women. But with a lot of these things, I talked to a lot of these teens. One guy like 16, two of them about 17. The rest of them like, you know, like 15 and older. But I'm talking to these kids and these guys, and I'm like, it took me back to when I was a kid and I had a lot of pain because I never had like a real family. You know what I mean? Like, I was always the black sheep. Like, I had aunts and uncles and shit that used to like just sit and talk shit about me. But then I understood as I got older, I was just smarter than most people. Like, I caught on to things a little faster. I was a little better at things like basketball. I really tried and really worked on shit. It was just a bunch of nonsense talk as I got older. Cousins and all that, they ain't shit. They talk shit about me because I was better than them, or because I was smart, or I chose not to go to the streets as hard as they did. They failures, and I don't really take too many losses and all that because they talk all the tough shit, but then they take major losses. I'm rocking with them, they don't rock with me. I'm wondering why everything ain't going my way, or ain't nothing going my way. And it's like, damn, can it go our way? It still ain't like that. And I grew to be a tough cookie. So like growing up and talking to these kids, I'm glad I made that choice, because really I don't like, I'm not really like too fond of like the ignorance of teen. I don't like kids. I got a love for them, but I don't like them. And the ignorance because of the parents, and then the parent in their environment. It's like, we gotta get them the fuck out of here, because as I get older and I grow, I'm like, damn, I'm not coming back to the hood. I'm not giving back to these ignorant motherfuckers. But then I forget about the people that were like me. It's very few people that are like me. I'm like, man, I just need an opportunity and a chance. And I don't have time to search, but I will put things in place and put it out there. And if whoever wants to come along and get some of this enlightenment, this knowledge and this wisdom, they can come along. But I'm not with the oh man, fuck that and everything materialistic and all that. Like, it can't be one or the other. It can be a balance. Everybody gotta be one or the other. No, it can be a balance between both. But just talking to these kids and then them expressing their feelings, it reminded me of a lot of when I was younger. And then I grew older to just learn to shut up, because really nobody cares about your feelings. They either want to hear about it so they can talk shit about you, or they hear about it, they just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I kind of like shut down and closed out, because the world is so selfish and it gets more and more selfish over time. Like, nobody's like, it's no family, no nothing no more. Like, that core, that shit gone. And I think I don't know I just choose to ascend. And people that are spiritual know what I'm talking about. I just choose to walk into the light and ascend, because I don't want to be a part of this this nonsense. And then it's like, it's getting worse, and these kids, like, I hate it. And I don't want to talk about it, but some people deserve what they get. You know what I mean? And the way the world is going, it's like, it's not good for the greats of the spiritual right now. It's like, damn, the devil winning. So a lot of times it comes from holding in your feelings and not being able to express it, not being able to talk about it. Like, most guys, when we get, like, I had these young teens, like, they fall in love with these girls, and these girls are niggas now, like, they whores. Like, so when you, I've been through the heartache, like, everybody been through heartache, heartbreak, whether you're male or female. But for the most part, it's like, is no expressing it. Like, the boys can't, they're not able to express their pains from a girl or something like that. And the only way they know how to express their emotion is through anger, because they think it's toughness and all that. Like, ain't nobody fucking with me. And you think because you snap, like, oh, he's snapping. No, fuck out of here. You need a person that's going to tell you to chill and tell you when you're right or when you're wrong. Like, all that snapping, that's a female emotion. That's pussy shit for a man. Like, I can't, you know what I mean? Like, all that for nothing. Like, oh, I snap. Everybody know I got an ill temper. But it's for like things when they bottle up. Like, I'm not gonna keep playing with people, but for one little thing, somebody step on my sneaker and shoot them, like, that's not real. So I feel like we, as grown people and as kids, we need to learn how to express what we feel. Because the only way knowledge will turn into wisdom is if you take your teen and they hurting. Take their teen and just talk to them. Be like, yo, what's up? You ain't got to be a friend, but damn, what's up? They can come to you like you the OG. Not the friend, but the parent. And you the OG. Yo, what's up? What's going on? And if they feel like they can't talk to you about it, then you know, you get people around that they can express it to. As long as they're able to express it in a positive way, like what they feel. Yeah, man, it's okay for a boy to say, I'm hurting. Like, it hurt right now. You're not weak. You ain't none of that. Because I've been hurt by friends, family, relationships, business, everything. It wasn't working. I've been hurt. So I'm kind of like shut off and distant. And it kind of made me hard shit. I'm very insensitive. Like, I have empathy, but I don't have sympathy for people at all. And like, my whole thing is, I know it sounds crazy, but ain't nobody has sympathy for me. So what the fuck? You know what I mean? So I don't understand bitch assness and crying. Like, take that shit, screw with it, keep going. But it's not always like that. Sometimes you need a place to release. We need a union where kids can just like be excited to come to like I don't want to call it therapy. It's taboo to say therapy in the hood. Like, but y'all always claim crazy and want to pop these prescription pills. But you know, whatever. But a therapy or like life coach or like a session where everybody can sit and talk about their issues. Like, who are you? Where you from? What have you been through? People can express themselves like just openly without any judgment. It's like, okay, you got that pain. I got that pain too. That's different. Ain't none of that. You got that pain too. You can relate. Instead of y'all crying, y'all come up with solutions. You know what I mean? Y'all vent, have it out, and then you come up with solutions. I had a program like that I was in. Earlier this year, I was attending a Project Dad program. That, like, I'm so sad to this day. It's like, damn, it was only like an 8-week course, 12-week course, but for everything, it was just helpful. You know what I mean? I finally had guys. I felt like all real niggas was gone. Like, it ain't. I'm like, I'm the last of the people that's real. I got in that program, and honestly, the first night I came home from that joint, I was in tears. I was like, damn, I finally found out where the real niggas be. We all gonna do the same thing. And if it wasn't for Project Dad, we would be probably in the same situations. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, I'll probably be, I know I'll be in, like, oh my God, I'll probably be in jail someday. But I met some real good people, some real thorough people. Like, it took me back to the perspective of caring again. Because I'm like, me, I don't really care about much. But the things I do care about, I care a lot about. But people make you feel like you're wrong for caring or giving a fuck. I'm not wrong for caring or giving a fuck. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ride based off of what you stand on. If you don't stand for nothing, then you ain't, like, you fall for anything. Right. Everybody talking about chill. No, it ain't no chill. I stand for something. You pussies don't stand for shit. Y'all gave up on life. And when you go to express yourself and you're a real nigga, everybody don't like you because they faggots. They want to just, like, be, like, especially in this era and time, man. I can't do it. But we need a place for grown folks, grown men, to know how to express their feelings so they don't be running around like females. I don't know. I just know they got 1,000,001 programs for females. I know that a lot of females give excuses for what they feel because they're allowed to express it. And they be like, no, because I'm emotional, I'm a female. No, that don't mean that you don't take responsibility. I just can't do this black culture. Like, I just can't do it right now. But the kids, the teens that's in the urban area and all that, like, in the hood, like, it's a few like me. Because honestly, I gave up on humanity for the most part, but for the black culture, I gave up. I'm done with y'all. But I know it's a few people or a few kids that was like me when I was the age, and just talking to them, like, I know it's a few more out there. It's a bunch, and that shit, like, it touched me. Like, my eyes watering now, and it's like, damn, like, these young boys hurting and they young. I was hurting. I was young. I've been through a lot at a young age, so I can handle a lot more now. But I can't be insensitive to the people that ain't. You know what I'm saying? I got to get back to that level to where it's like, all right, you at the starting point. Let me help you from there to get where I'm at. And that shit really, really, really helps. So it's like, for the teen boys, I'm not saying fuck the little girls, but y'all got enough programs for y'all. I'm working with the little boys and to teach the boys how to be men, because we have less men and more boys, and these women are progressing because they got all the help and all that programs and all that. And I'm not hating and none of that, but they ain't got nothing for the men. But then when the women need a real man, they can't get a real man because they don't have these outlets and opportunities. And then even when a nigga got money, you can't get him to act right in a relationship because he has emotional issues or things that he's dealing with or have dealt with that he didn't let go of. So a lot of times, even as grown people, like, we need to learn how to express what we feel. So when you come off and you can express what you feel when you're around it, it's such a... Because a lot of people have so much knowledge, but the wisdom, that's where it is, the wisdom and knowing. So I'm working to build a center or a little program. It's gonna start with a program, and then we're gonna do a center. So that, like, I'm doing a book bag drive, we're gonna have a food drive, we're gonna have a thermal and sock drive, we're gonna have all that. But for now, I'm just volunteering, and as I'm volunteering, I'm not going different places, I'm bringing the cameras and all that. So we're gonna be doing some things. But yeah, though, that's just, I don't know, man, just expressing what you feel, man, and like, knowing that these kids look up to is, we have to be the representation for what they aspire to be. Like, some of them, I know a lot of them are already lost. Let them dickheads kill themselves. Just let them kill themselves. Like, give up on them, because it ain't no turning back. But for the ones that need an outlet or don't want to be in it or was into it and want a way out, you provide opportunity for them. You don't provide opportunity for the demons. Fuck them. Let them kill themselves. And that's real, like, I don't know. Maybe it's me. I think different.